This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is praising Governor J.B. Pritzker for barring January 6th insurrectionists from getting a job with the state. The state's hiring agency should consider any participation in the riot as infamous and disgraceful conduct that violates personnel code, Pritzker's directive says. Johnson would not say whether he would follow suit in Chicago, where one police officer was fired from the department after being convicted for his role in the riot.
We have not made any, decisions around any particular group that we would consider restricting, but what I will say that our standard for public service has to remain high.
Trump issued a sweeping pardon for people convicted in the insurrection. At least 53 Illinois residents faced federal charges for their roles. Chicago's top culture official defended artists at a sometimes fiery meeting at City Hall yesterday. The City Council's cultural committee was focused on a large-scale puppet in a public building. The work depicts Uncle Sam and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Some alderpersons have called for its removal and said they want to understand how the exhibit came to be. Cultural Affairs Commissioner Clinae Hedspeth said the work was approved by a panel of 16 people.
To the artists in the city of Chicago, you are heard. The creativity that flames within you will not be stomped out by one person unilaterally saying to take down a piece.
Hedspeth also said she was trying to work with the people who oppose the art, notably alderperson Deborah Silverstein, the council's lone Jewish member. Newly released video shows Chicago police shooting a knife-wielding man in a senior apartment building last month. On a 911 recording, a woman asks for help with the man in a sixth-floor unit. Police body cam video shows four cops talking about the knife on their way up, but after they push open the unit's door, they seem surprised to encounter 58-year-old Timothy Glaze walking toward them with the knife. The officers backpedal a few feet, then two open fire. Ashley Heiberger is a retired police captain in Pennsylvania who consults on police use of force. He reviewed the footage for WBEZ.
It's difficult enough for most of us to walk backwards, much less in a group under stressful conditions. It was not like the officers were outside or on a street.
A Little Village community leader says the officers had less lethal options. Illinois students could avoid tickets and fines for committing minor offenses at school under legislation filed in Springfield this week. At a press conference yesterday, lawmakers and advocates condemned the practice of ticketing students for municipal ordinance violations, like littering or vaping in the bathroom. The proposed bill would prohibit school police from issuing a, quote, monetary fine, fee, ticket, or citation. State Representative LaShawn Ford of Chicago says sending students to hearings for tickets disrupts their education and fails to address the underlying issue.
So the behavior problems are not being addressed. So it literally pushes them further away from school instead of helping them learn from their mistakes.
The bill does not apply to students who commit violent or serious crimes. Some more things you should know today. Tariffs on Canadian goods, including crude oil, are paused for now. But if President Trump makes good on his threats, it could mean pain at the pump for Chicago motorists. That's because Midwest refineries process crude oil from Canada. They include the oil giant BP at its refinery in nearby Whiting, Indiana. Howard Brown Health has a new CEO. Dr. Travis Gales will lead one of the country's largest LGBTQ health organizations. In a statement, Gales says it's a crucial moment in healthcare, and he's ready to tackle systemic barriers and combat misinformation with data-driven strategies and compassionate care. Gales has worked as chief health and medical officer for large public and private health entities. He starts at Howard Brown Health on March 3rd. Today's weather is going to be cloudy with a high of 33, and there could be some freezing rain overnight. Then tomorrow, we're expecting sunshine by the afternoon and a high of 41. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for tuning in.